Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Along with me, as always, is the most intelligent one that I know. And when it comes to the world of professional wrestling, that is the Wizard himself. Good afternoon, Wizard. How are you doing, brother?
I am fantastic, man. How about you?
I'm doing well, man. Counting down to WrestleMania. Can't wait till that day comes. It's WrestleMania season already. We round the corner from the Royal Rumble, which we had big news this week, so we might as well go ahead and jump into it. There is, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, if you missed our show on the Women's Royal Rumble, we didn't break it down, but we gave our thoughts and opinions, and it came to fruition, announced on Monday night by Stephanie McMahon that this year's Royal Rumble will feature a women's Rumble. Very exciting news there for the women of WWE. If you look down social media on Twitter, a lot of former WWE superstars or women superstars started chiming in. Trish Stratus talking about where's my boots. You had Michelle McCool going back and forth with Charlotte. You had Molly Holly, different other females that was chiming in on social media talking about this Royal Rumble. And it's exciting now to see if they bring in some of the surprise, some women. See, it's the surprise women into the Rumble. It's surprising to see if they go 30 women or they can go 20 women.
Can we touch on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But obviously, we can touch on it because we're talking about it. Okay. It's very vague how they left that open. That's where I want to start with that. It's very vague how it was left open. And the reason why I say that is because at least with the way I count it on Wikipedia, which how valuable of sources as Wikipedia, but with the two current rosters on Raw and SmackDown together, minus Alexa Bliss and Charlotte, the two champions, there are 20 active women on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're going 20 women, or are they putting the champions in and letting it, I guess in a bit of a fast forward, I guess Charlotte kind of alluded to the winner of the Women's Royal Rumble fighting their brand's champion at WrestleMania.
Correct.
Because at least on Monday, the first questions I had were, okay, are all the women in it to where the champions are in it too and they're just having a rumble just to have it? Or is it going to be for a shot at the championship? And I guess it's going to be the shot at the championship. So I see now that just counting the active roster, there are 20 women, and that's including taking away the two champions.
Yeah.
So are we getting
surprised?
Is it going to be 30 or is it going to be 20?
It depends on how much time, I think. How much time they want to give the women's match. I do say this is what kicks off the Royal Rumble.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to say that, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, too.
Yeah, this is what kicks off the Royal Rumble. And then, you know, Monday evening after the announcement, I had more questions. You know, the same questions you had. Are they going to pick women there? Or the other question that I had is, if they do, are any NXT women coming up? Because just like the Men Rumble, there's one person from NXT that always comes up in the Royal Rumble itself, dealing with the men. Do you bring one of the women up? You know, have a match on NXT where one of them can come up and be in the Rumble for the Women's Rumble? So you had questions. Was it for the title? Because that was, like I said, that question was left open. Cross brand promotion, you know. So there was a lot of questions that were not answered.
Yeah, well, see, I think, like I said, with on SmackDown, Charlotte kind of alluded to it being for the championship, in which I'm just going to throw it out there right now. I'm jumping the gun, G-Lo. I'm throwing it out there right now. And you'll ask me again a month later from now, and I'll say it again. I'm picking Naomi, and I'm not doing that because I'm doing your whole bet on black like you do. I'm not stealing your gimmick, but I am picking Naomi. I think that's going to be my pick as the winner. I also wonder about the surprises as well. Are they going 30 women? Is it going to be every minute? Is it going to be every minute and a half?
Right.
I think the men right now I want to say the men's Royal Rumble, they fluctuate. I think they fluctuate on the fly every year, in a sense of depending on the timing of the show, of how it's running literally real time. I think they go anywhere between a minute and a half and 2 minutes.
Right.
So it depends. I really see that. I do expect this. Oh gosh, and I'm almost halfway dreading it, thinking about it, sitting there. That's definitely going to be a 5-hour show, almost.
Yeah, that's going to be a long show. That's going to be a long show. And remember, there's wrestlers who are coming from Raw, which will be in Baltimore, Raw house show. That will
mm-hmm.
be in, and then there will be a SmackDown house show in Richmond on the 27th of January. So they're driving up for this Rumble show. So you have a lot of women that's going to be there. I do think, in my opinion, you have to let a Trish Stratus, if she wants to be in this Royal Rumble, be in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, they're going to, I don't even think that's even an option. I think you have to bring back some of these older, some of the legends.
Some of the legends.
Of the women's, yeah. And some surprises, and maybe a name or two from the Mae Young Classic. I think a Trish and a Lita, I think, have to be in this.
Yeah.
I think you go Trish, Lita, Beth Phoenix, if she wants to, AJ. I wouldn't rule out an AJ Lee. I wouldn't rule out any diva / women's wrestler that's gone right now.
Except for Maryse.
Except for Maryse, obviously. I don't rule any of them not coming back. If they didn't leave on bad terms, I'm Michelle McCool, Layla.
Bella Twins.
I don't rule. That's where I wanted to go. Thank you, G-Lo, because you jarred my memory. Because that 20 women count that I gave of how many women are active, that does also include Nikki Bella. And I think we get Brie Bella as well.
Yeah.
I think if they're going to do 30 women and there's 20 active right now, and that includes Brie Bella, that includes Nikki Bella, but it does not include the champion. You got 10 slots open. Okay, so who do we have? Trish, Lita, Eve Torres.
A Jackie, Miss Jackie, if she wants it. I think she
you
would get
there. Yeah.
Maybe Ivory, if she would like it. I even thought about a Kelly Kelly.
Kelly Kelly, I definitely think. Maybe a Medusa, maybe.
Maybe Medusa. Now, I would definitely say if Mae Young and Moolah was around, we would get Mae Young and Moolah.
Oh, without a doubt. So that's going to be interesting. If they go 30 women, that is a nice little surprise. I think. How do I want to put it? I picked Naomi because I think that would put a really good matchup with her and Charlotte at WrestleMania. Although anything could happen because we don't know where Charlotte's going to be. We don't know if this horsewomen versus horsewomen thing is going to happen.
We don't know if Ronda Rousey's going to be in a Rumble.
Yeah, that's another thing. Right now, based on the current roster and the way things are standing, I do think a SmackDown woman wins because I do think Carmella cashes in at WrestleMania, which is why I think we get a SmackDown woman winning the Rumble.
See, I would agree with you on that, but there's one person on Raw that I was like, her winning the Rumble makes sense. And
Nia Jax?
It's not Nia Jax. It's
Asuka.
It makes
sense.
Here's
the thing. Here's why I didn't say Asuka. Asuka's the obvious favorite, but Raw has the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view the next month. I think they're going to have the first women's Elimination Chamber as well. I think Asuka wins that.
Gotcha.
That's where I'm going with that. There's a method to my madness. That's why I said, that's the other reason I said a SmackDown woman wins the Rumble. because Raw is going to have the first women's elimination chamber. So I think you don't give Raw both. So you give a SmackDown woman, in which, if it's not Naomi, much to the chagrin of probably a lot of fans, to give her that first ever on the Rumble, Nikki Bella. I love Nikki Bella, but fans would hate that.
I think
they'll call nepotism or whatever in a minute.
If Ronda Rousey came in and won the Rumble, fans would hate that.
You know what?
I think fans would hate
that. I don't know. Well,
so the simple fact that she's not a quote-unquote wrestler at this time.
But
like,
it's Philly. It's Philly. Philly's a tough town. It's a tough town, and it's an old-school wrestling town. So I could see it either working in your argument to where they would just absolutely boo the mess out of Ronda Rousey winning it, or they'd go crazy and cheer for it. It's not going to be a lukewarm reception. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be one or the other extreme.
Yeah, it's going to be one or the other. But, I mean, that's a break, blockbuster move for the show. You're definitely, your title matches will be there. You probably have four traditional matches, and that's all I think you could have. Four traditional matches plus two Rumbles, unless you get a 5-hour show, not counting the
matches. You're getting a well over 4-hour show. I could say it's one of the big four pay per views, so you're going to get well over a 4-hour show.
And not plus the matches on the pre show.
Yeah, I think what you'll end up getting. Yeah, you're going to get a 4-plus-hour show that does not include the pre-show. So, yeah, that does not include the pre-show at all. So,
to see how the weeks pan out with this thing, to see how the female of Rumble shapes up and who comes in.
Think it's going to deliver, man. I mean, I'll put it this way.
Does it overshadow
all
the men's Rumble right now?
All of the other women's first matches they've been doing has delivered. So this was going to be no different. And what's funny about it, right now, you know, at least kayfabe-wise, I would say your odds on favorite right now are Asuka, Sasha Banks, Nia Jax. And that's all the more reason why I think a SmackDown woman would win. All of the favorites right now are from Raw.
Yeah.
There's not one SmackDown woman right now that you can honestly say has a real, real strong chance to win. They just don't have a strong roster as opposed to for winning a Rumble. But, I mean, other than Naomi, because you're not putting Naomi in that same category of winning it as those other three I just mentioned.
No, you're not. You're definitely not. But, as I said, is the Women's Rumble outshattering or overshadowing the Men's Rumble right now?
No. I'm sorry. The Men's Rumble will have the star power in there. The women's will have the surprises, but the men's is going to have the star power. Right now, you're looking at Braun's not in there.
Kane's not in there.
Oh, no. But you're still looking at Roman, Seth, and we'll get to Dean Ambrose in a second, but you're looking at Roman, Seth, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke, The Bar. No, there's some star power in there. There's some star power there. There definitely is.
Yeah, you got Cena coming back.
Cena, exactly. Cena, Miz. There's star power there in the Royal Rumble. There definitely is.
Right, and, you know, Dean Ambrose, who may be missing the Rumble, we don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll touch on that because he may be.
Let's say, you know, transition there. He may be missing the Rumble because of his surgery, torn tricep.
Mm-hmm.
torn tricep tendon in his arms. As WWE.com has confirmed, I had an operation on Tuesday morning. It took about 40 minutes. So, you know, so he may not be there. Dean Ambrose may not be in the Rumble this year. Now, will he not make it to WrestleMania? I think he'll be at WrestleMania, but I don't think he will not definitely be, won't, definitely will not be at the Rumble. Unless a miracle happens. You know, it will not be there. And there may be another wrestler that may not be there. If you watch this past Tuesday night SmackDown and the removal or the exit of Dolph Ziggler, he may not be at the Rumble. If you watch Clash of Champions, and I know we didn't give you a recap because by the time now, most of you guys already know who won, and you watch SmackDown, you watch Raw. But nonetheless, Dolph Ziggler won the U.S. title in the triple threat match with Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode. Dolph Ziggler had won the U.S. title on SmackDown. He comes and relinquishes the U.S. title, and not only relinquishes the U.S. title, but walks out of the company. What's your thoughts on Dolph Ziggler and his exit after becoming champion?
It similarly reminds me of the CM Punk storyline back in 2000 and, my gosh, what was that, 13? 11.
Yeah.
11, sorry, 11. 2011. Ooh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, so it reminds me of that, but unless Dolph signs something last minute, he may very well be leaving. This is one of those we really got to kind of let it play out, and we will see as it happens. Because you can't really call it. Because you never know, WWE can easily sign somebody, like, super last minute. To where, it like, literally the day of the pay-per-view, they've got them re-signed. And we've got a new storyline with Dolph, so we don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, if it's a storyline, I like it. Let it ride out. If it's reality, I like it as well. I mean, he's been around for a while. Has other ventures. He's done a movie. He has stand-up comedy, different things like that. If he decides to call it quits, hey, let it be what it is and move on. I mean, let's be honest. There had not been a place for Dolph Ziggler in the WWE, or he's been looking for a storyline for a while. And I've said it, you've been a faithful listener to this show, Dolph Ziggler was the best Dolph Ziggler when he had AJ Lee and when he had Vicky Guerrero. Dolph Ziggler had managers. Dolph Ziggler was the man. When you brought Dolph Ziggler by himself, it was like, oh, that's Dolph. Even though he's putting on good work and good matches, but also we got to realize this, and this is, I've tell people, WWE is an indie organization who have grown, have wrestlers who have grown. They are the major players who have now using a minor league farm system. And those guys who have not come up in the minor league farm system, whether it's NXT, doing the indies first and then moving up, don't know anything else. Dolph Ziggler is one of those guys. He's a WWE guy. He is, you know, maybe Ohio Valley, but being on the circuit, being in the indie gyms, he doesn't know that. And he may want to go and test the waters like Cody Rhodes. And find out there that he could be a bigger star on the indie than he could be in WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's good money out there in Japan and New Japan and England and different things of that nature. Dolph Ziggler's best bet, in my opinion, is to test those waters outside of the WWE brand. So there is a value for him. Trust me. There is a value for Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler and Cody Rhodes on the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Dolph Ziggler and Cody Rhodes in New Japan. And Dolph Ziggler in the Young Bucks. I mean, he could be the anti-hero for the Young Bucks. He could be that guy if he decides to go out there. You know, we never know. Let it play out as a wrestling fan, but I think this is not a bad move for Dolph Ziggler, whichever way it goes. If they WWE re-sign him, it'll be a good move. He'll be a mid-carder. Also, would it be better for Dolph Ziggler, in my opinion, and yours? I know it's the U.S. title. Would Dolph Ziggler work on the Raw brand? Better than the SmackDown brand. We mentioned earlier the competition and the people that's there on the brand. In this way,
I don't want to put this. I think there's a reason as long as these two individuals are working the same type of spiel as far as face or heel, or as far as heel, I'll say, that they keep them on separate shows, Ziggler and Miz can't be on the same show as the same type of character, in my opinion. If Miz is working heel and Dolph is working heel, it's better they're not on the same show. That's just my opinion. They're too similar. So I think a Dolph on Raw would work. You'd have to keep them really far away from each other, Miz and Dolph. They're too similar.
I can see that. I can see how you make them as being similar, but I think the new change of scenery will be great for a Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, I can see that.
And great for his character, you know.
Great.
You know, while we're speaking on that, what's next for the U.S. title? Do you see a U.S. title tournament for the U.S. title?
Well, we got to see what they do with Dolph. I really don't know. I really don't know what they do with Dolph, but it could. I'm trying to figure it out. I think if they're gonna. It's so hard to predict that because if he's really re-signed, I think they have a route of going 2 U.S. champions, or, you know, it's a lot. That's one I want to sit back and watch. I don't even want to speculate.
Got you. You know, we have, it's very interesting. SmackDown, you still have AJ Styles as your champion, Clash of Champions, defeated Jinder Mahal, and by, I say, in a very good match. For those people out there that didn't think that Jinder Mahal and AJ Styles would deliver, AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal put on a very good match at the Clash of Champions, and that match was last.
That match was last
because it was the Clash of Champions for that match, but they put on a very good match at the Clash of Champions. Your thoughts on the tag team match, the Daniel Bryan saga with Shane McMahon? Did you like the ending? A lot of people have complaints about the ending.
I loved it. Can't speak highly enough about it. I thought they did this very well. The only thing I don't like that they did is that this week's SmackDown looked like a throwaway. It really looked like that typical SmackDown, that typical one or two SmackDown and Raw that they have before the end of the year, where they almost are like, we don't care about anything, we're just going to throw stuff out there. It looked exactly like that. There was no furthering of any storylines or anything like that. Like, they had a six-man with Owen, Zayn, and Mahal against AJ, Randy, and Shinsuke. Like, it was just there. Like, there was nothing was further. It was a clean ending.
It was just random.
Daniel Bryan and Shane, it didn't even get expounded on to where you could speculate more. Like, the explanations of it came across very flat to me, which took away from the night before because it was so well done the night before. The story was told very well, and it didn't look like Daniel Bryan and Shane were crowding the storyline. It didn't look like they were extra, they were doing too much. They fit in perfectly. It was well done. And I think there was a tad bit of a letdown on SmackDown. It didn't get expounded upon. But other than that, I loved every minute of it.
Besides not getting expounded on, there's some times where you do give it away. You're getting into the holiday season. You know on Monday, most people will be watching maybe Monday Night Raw. It is Christmas Day. Tuesday night, people would be, you know, still enjoying their families. I would have thought that the letdown paper or the letdown show, SmackDown, would be on the 26th. I mean, 26th, not the 25th. I mean, on the 26th and not the last past Thursday. I mean, Thursday. I thought they would be expound on the storyline with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon, even if Daniel Bryan apologized for the fast count. Oh, my bad. I just saw a pin. I tried to do my job. Something to expand it or leave that question in your mind, my mind, the fans' mind, that there's still tension between those two. And it may be a possibility that Daniel Bryan could be siding with Owens and Zayn, or Daniel Bryan and Shane will be working this thing out. I just thought the long storyline could further or just a little bit more, but I understand why they left it as plain, because they're yet waiting for the end of the Royal Rumble to really kick things into high gear.
Right.
To kick things to take it to that next level. And as we travel on and we get on to the road to WrestleMania, we'll see more things play out, see more things pan out. Back to the Women's Royal Rumble real quick. You know, a lot of reports are floating around and reporting that they did not know that what Stephanie McMahon was going to announce. I'm going to call BS on this one.
I agree. Go ahead.
Because me as a wrestling fan, seeing all the women in the ring, they just stop fighting when Stephanie McMahon comes out and she said, I got to make an announcement. Guess what? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out where she was going.
Right.
You didn't have to be a genius or anything. You knew where she was going. You knew what time of year it was. You knew what was coming up. As soon as she started talking in your mind, or in any woman in that range mind, their mind should have been like, oh, she's talking about the Royal Rumble. They're going to put us all in the Royal Rumble. Sorry. I can't say that no one knew. We've been speculating for months now that this Rumble was going to take place. There's even been pictures or photoshops of WWE superstars, women posing for this Royal Rumble. You know, for anybody to say that the women didn't know, man, bump that. I'm sorry. It's the end of Raw. You need to know how much time you have left your cues. We're not going over on Raw. Guess what? Unless they were just told when Stephanie comes out, everything stops.
Yeah. That's the only other way I can think of.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one. Not buying that one at all. Yeah, but get ready to wrap this thing up. Your thoughts and your on this week in wrestling. Wrapping up, winding down the towards the end of the year. We do some end of the year awards now, but your thoughts on this week of wrestling and what do you look forward to for the next 2 weeks before we close out the year?
I'm not looking forward to anything. I don't think nothing's gonna happen. It's time and time again every year. It just they forego the last show or last two shows depending, and they just ramp everything up for the first show of the new year. So I don't think we're getting anything.
I think we get something Monday night on Christmas night. Big surprise. Living in Christmas night that we get something. What I advertise to move us as a gift to the next week, the 2018 of pro wrestling.
Right.
You know, we get something, nothing major. You know, you get something. You already got the wrestlers or the performers working on Christmas Day anyway.
So they're gonna
give us something, just a little bit. But, hey, that's all we got for tonight, man. It's a good week of wrestling, great pay-per-view, Clash of Champions. If you have not watched it, go check it out. If you have not watched SmackDown or Raw, please watch both of those shows. Very good wrestling this week, very good programming this week by the WWE. The announcement of the Women's Royal Rumble is on everyone's lips right now, trying to figure out how Philly is going to react to the Women's Royal Rumble. And if you have a ticket, boy, and you're not going, you might want to try to sell that bad boy, because it's a hot ticket right now for Philly.
Yeah.
It to be at the WWE Royal Rumble, because you'll be there for the first ever a female Royal Rumble match. It's going to be a great weekend. WWE is really doing a great job promoting this. And then all media platforms have picked it up and are talking about this. So the women are being seen much more now in the Royal Rumble, in the light of the Royal Rumble, than before. So, with that being said, Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Thanks for listening.